This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers account on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on Tuesday. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he has discussed with officials of the ministry and is working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting today to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and the preparations for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Mr. Shah had reviewed Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi on Friday this week. Government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and question and answer sessions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to world selection for the UNESCO Pre-Vasseye Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. Trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in New Delhi there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. Indian Railways has entered its name into Limca Book of Records for most people at a public service event at multiple venues. Ministry of Railways had organized an event on 26th February this year, which was attended by over 40,19,000 people at over 2,000 venues. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning till today in Punjab, Haryana, Jharkhand, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi as unprecedented heat wave continues to engulf the region. Meanwhile, an orange alert has been issued for West Bengal and Odisha. In tennis, Sumit Nagal, India's top-ranked player, advanced to the final of the Perugia Challenger after a hard-fought victory over Spain's Bernabe Zapata Miralle, a former world number 37, yesterday. In the final, Nagal will take on the winner of Luciano Darderi of Italy and Germany's Daniel Altmaier. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, the match between India and Canada was abandoned last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.